When you have dealt with evil, evil spirits specifically, did you ever feel as if you needed help? You weren't going to be able to let's say, to exorcise someone that you were in over your head, or is it easy for you?
It's not easy, but I have the natural ability of discernment of spirits, which means I can detect the presence of an evil spirit before it completely manifests. In fact, it was my bishop that ordained me, Bishop Jason Fox of New York, who passed away a few years ago. Actually, it's because of recognizing this ability in me that he invited me to be ordained to the priesthood, which wasn't originally a goal in my life. And this has been basically what has helped me in exorcisms, along with the classical rites of the church.
Well, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing and that you've now devoted your life to this, because without people like you to fight this, where would other people like us who don't know how to fight it, what would we do?
There actually is much that the layperson can do. I recommend for anyone willing to do it, daily reciting of the simple prayer to St. Michael the Archangel, which was written by Pope Leo XIII in 1884, right after his now famous or infamous vision, where he heard Satan and Jesus basically having a conference, where Satan made a wager that he could destroy the church within 100 years, and Jesus said, try it and see. And this so frightened Pope Leo that he wrote the small ritual of exorcism and the prayer to St. Michael, which is what I recommend that the average person can do on a daily basis to help to keep demonic forces out of their life.
Father Daniel, we get so many calls from people who see these demonic forces, whether they're in their houses, walking on the street, what have you. But we also get a lot of people, and you've done some work in this arena, they have what they feel to be this old hag syndrome, this old woman who seems to visit them, who sits on their chest or, you know, tries to be evil. Little children, apparently, who have seen this old hag somehow grow up to be more sickly than other people. They're not as healthy. How does this relate to your work in the demonic world?
That's actually a very, very ancient phenomenon. It's mentioned even in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 34. And I believe the old hag is Lilith, the creature from Jewish mythology and the scripture. And actually, the word Lilith in Hebrew does mean night hag. And according to the story, she does drain energy from people. She's basically a psychic vampire, and especially from children. And I believe the night hag is Lilith, or she's also supposed to have many offspring called Lilim.
Why does she visit people and not everybody?
Demonic spirits in general feed off negative energy, especially, of course, hatred, but most often, more than anything else, depression. And that's the reason, I believe, why the abuse of children is so sought after by Satanists and satanic groups, because an abused child, the incredible pain that they go through, psychological pain, is an absolute magnet to evil spirits.